Chapter 12. Rary frowned at his brother, and his brother frowned back.
Please,
Sasha said, taking each by the arm.
Can't the pair of you get along for your mother? You'll ruin the mood of such a pretty day.
They walked through Quintuclan. The streets were busy, the faces and voices filled with tension and worry. Sasha tried to ignore the dire comments, but it wasn't easy. It was part of the reason she stayed inside so much.
It's not me, Mother. It's Toadface over there,
Rary said.
He makes sunny days seem like rainy ones.
Oh, don't be ridiculous,
Sasha said.
He's just quiet is all, and there's nothing wrong with that.
She squeezed Rary's brother's arm.
Nothing at all, Samas.
The part elven boy beside her had his head downcast. He was meaty and round-faced like a butcher's boy. He wore heavy olive-green robes that dragged on the ground, and his thick fingers were locked together. His eyes were deep and spacey, but he still looked a little elven. Sweat dripped on his brow.
It's hot,
Samas said.
You need fresh air,
Sasha said. She reached up and stroked the thin brown hair on his head and gave it a tussle.
You work too much.
Samas didn't reply, staying intent on putting one foot in front of the other. Samas was a quiet and peaceful boy, while Rary was as spry as a pixlin.
Mother,
Rary said,
just let him go home and study his scrolls. He'll be exhausted before we make the wall to Quintuclan. No, I won't,
Samas said, coming to a stop.
I just don't want to go. Why is that?
Rary said, with a flare of drama.
Are you afraid a dragon might get you?
Enough of that, Rary,
Sasha said. Rary the younger always wanted to pick a fight with his older brother, but Samas never took the bait. Over the years, Rary had always resented him for it. Not so much because he was mad, but because he never had a brother to play with.
Your brother is your brother, and you are what you are. He can't change what he is.
He could show some courtesy. I do the same for him.
Yes,
Samas said.
Yes, what, you talking toadstool?
Rary said.
Rary,
Sasha exclaimed.
Stop with the insults.
It's just a little one.
Sasha pinched his arm.
Ouch!
Rary said, wincing.
Mother!
I warned you,
she said, eyeing him.
See what you made Mother do, Samas?
Rary, don't be incorrigible,
she said, trying to pinch him again. Rary slipped away and said,
all right, I'm sorry, Mother.
Good,
she said, turning her attention back to Samas.
Yes to what, Samas?
Yes,
Samas said, looking up into her eyes.
I'm afraid that a dragon might get you.
Goosebumps raised on her arms.
No dragon is going to get you, Mother, not when I'm around,
Rary said, scanning the skies.
Samas, you should know better than to say that.
Why do you say that, Samas?
Sasha said, barely able to contain her breath.
Did you have a dream? A vision?
No,
Samas said, staring up into the sky.
Just a really bad feeling.